time.
Starbucks has decided they're going to stick to their guns, so to speak, when it comes to the policy of being able to pack heat when you come in to get a cup of Joe, if that's what the state allows. I'll explain as the Supremes continue to debate on lifting a 28-year gun ban in Chicago, which I think it's pretty much an 95% chance they're going to do it. But I'm not Madam Cleo. I can't say for sure. It looks like they're leaning in that direction, though, big time. Good news after the shooting at that Alabama University where crazy Amy Bishop, I'm not afraid to say it, went off and decided to go after some professors who she thought denied her tenure. You know, tenure is a secret process. So she wasn't even sure who they were. She just assumed and shot and killed three of them in cold blood, wounded others. One of the victims, luckily, is recovering pretty nicely. I have that side of the story. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, just some of the things that we'll be talking about here in this jam-packed hour of ATN. Also coming up, we have a dungeon moment, and we can count. Has to do with numbers, obviously. Speaking of numbers, will they have the numbers when it comes to health care? President Obama is ready to run to the races without the Republicans. I think that was pretty much a foregone conclusion, but now it's just official. The president is saying that, you know, this is our final shot at enacting health care legislation. So he's called for that up or down vote within the next 3 weeks or so, and under rules that would deny Republicans the ability to filibuster, to kill the bill with talk, basically. So that's where, this is where the Democrats are headed, but will there be enough votes is the key thing, and there might not be enough votes. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is hinting around, fishing around, kind of, that a final outcome could take much longer, and saying, you know, he's trying to do a little CYA. He's trying to cover himself with the White House, but he knows that he is knee-deep in an election year where there's a good chance he could get ousted. According to the polls in Nevada, he's not incredibly popular right now. So, with so many Senate seats up and all of the House seats up, there are Democrats who don't want to lose their political clout. They want to keep representing the people they're representing now and know that this is a big struggle for them looking at what the polls are saying. You know, I'll flip around and I hear some of the news shows say, well, the polls say that Americans want health care reform. But then I talk to all of you on America Tonight. I talk to other talk show hosts. And I look at all kinds of information from magazines, from newspapers, from political people in the know in Washington that I've had conversations with, and that's not at all the vibe that I'm getting. That's not at all what's out there. Yes, people, if you ask them flat out, geez, do you think there should be some kind of health care reform, everybody says yes. Yes, meaning that insurance reform, meaning that there are things like the pre-existing conditions, all of us, almost every single one of us agrees on that, but not what is being created out there. And I think it's because some of what's being sold is definitely smoke and mirrors. And the more that that's churned over, the more distrust there is about any kind of legislation, at least this form of it, being enacted. So the Democrats are entering at their own risk. One of the things that's being discussed is this new insurance exchange, which they would start, which would be created basically, where private companies could sell policies to you and me under terms fixed by the government. Most of the cost of the legislation, nearly $1 trillion over a decade would be financed by cuts in future Medicare payments to hospitals and, I guess, other providers and higher payroll taxes on people earning more than $200,000 and couples over $250,000. So I think that this is a dangerous, dangerous road for those who are up for re-election to go down. And there are many more red flags that I could talk about. I could fill up an entire show with them, in fact, and I'll give you some more of them. But here's what Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader from Kentucky, making yet another final statement here on this whole thing as to, hey, don't blame it on the Republicans anymore because this is the Democrats to decide. They're waging war with the American public, not us. And listen to what he said.
Appreciate, we all do, the president's call for a bipartisan approach. But where we're headed through the use of reconciliation means that the only thing that will be bipartisan about this proposal is the opposition to it. It is abundantly clear that the president and the Democratic leadership are calling upon their members to ignore the wishes of the American people. Everybody is focused on this issue like a laser. And we know where they are on this subject. And our Democratic friends know where they are on this subject. So this is really not an argument between Democrats and Republicans. It's an argument between Democrats and the American people. I assure you that if this bill is somehow passed, it won't be behind our Democratic friends. It'll be ahead of them. Because every election in America this fall will be a referendum on this issue.
Yes, that's a great question, and we have talked about it a ton. Game on or game off? You had that debate last week on Thursday over health care policy and whatever, 7 hours long, and nothing really changed. And now it's down to, okay, the Democrats have to rally on their own. But you've got centrist Democrats, absolutely, in the House and the Senate who have massive apprehensions, they have that too, about the health care bill and the reconciliation process. And because reconciliation certainly has been used before, but it just sounds so brutal. Nuclear option, reconciliation. And it's going it alone. There is no bipartisanship in this. So it's a parliamentary tactic to skirt what you normally would do. That's what it is in a nutshell. But will there be enough votes there in the first place? Having said all those things that I just said right here at the top and listening to what Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday and what the president had to say on Wednesday, I mean, this is it. These are the final weeks. So the fundamental question is, will it get passed or not? And for so many people that are not happy with Barack Obama, even Democrats, this is it. This is his mark. If it doesn't go through, this is goes down as a big failure for the president as he's now into his second year of his first term. And, you know, would he be reelected or will this be something that will just hang over his head? Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Tonight, three Los Angeles elementary school teachers accused of giving children portraits of O.J. Simpson, Dennis Rodman, and RuPaul to carry in a Black History Month parade have been removed from their classrooms. Kids from other classes at the school displayed photos of Nelson Mandela, for example, Harriet Tubman, the president, and a slew of other people that seemed appropriate for celebrating Black History Month. It is an interesting thing, though, fair or foul, because, you know, Dennis Rodman, yes, nutty, crazy, wore wedding dress, was off his gourd, was one of the most incredible rebounders.
Right, not sure if we have the, if we're rolling that.
Burgers.
Whoops. That was like deja vu. Anyway, Dennis Rodman, actually, is one of the greatest rebounders in NBA history. RuPaul, okay, very, very questionable. O.J. Simpson, incredibly questionable. In fact, foul. Are you kidding me? O.J. Simpson, what were they thinking? What were the teachers thinking? I don't know, how do they make those choices? You know, it would be the same if you think of any classroom and who you would present as heroes. Yeah. You think of Simpson? He was incredible in his NFL days. He's serving a 9-year prison sentence for robbery and kidnapping. He was famously acquitted in 95 of, murdering his ex-wife and her friend. RuPaul is a drag queen performer. You know, like I said, Rodman, he is a bad boy, but I can kind of stick up for him a little bit more, although he doesn't fit in there. All right, continuing with We Can Count.
How about this? U.S. veterans returned to Iwo Jima for the 65th reunion. You believe that? 65 years. Of course, that makes sense. World War II, one of the fiercest battles, absolutely. And there was a 97-year-old American who was on hand for it. I love that. And I heard the story about him. He was a Marine commander, Richard Rothwell. And, you know, these guys, of course, are up there in age. And he made that trip to that tiny, tiny Japanese island. And that I think that's just terrific and has memories of how rough that day was there. He said he was there for the entire mission, start to finish. And he said he had people killed next to him and around him, and he was fortunate that he made it out alive. We all remember the U.S. flag was raised February 23rd, 1945. But fighting continued for more than a month, and all told, nearly 28,000 troops were killed in one of the war's most iconic battles. We can count. Yes, we can. And quickly, one last one for you from my hometown in Philly. Boy, they are in rough times, doing whatever they can to raise money. Mayor Nutter, isn't that a crazy last name? He's popular, though. My mom says people actually like him. But he's starting to get unpopular with some of the things that he's suggesting, including they're going to put this tax on drinks, on sweet drinks, on sugary drinks, whatever you want to call them, and also a residential trash fee. So they've got this $4 billion budget. They got to make up some money, right? So it's going to include a fee of about $300 annually for trash service. Lower income people could qualify for a fee of about $200. As for the drinks, 2 cents per ounce tax on the sweet drinks, blah, blah, blah. So you figure that's $2.88 on a 12-pack of soda cans. Ooh. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, God bless some guys over there in Iwo Jima. You never thank those guys, any veteran, anybody that's ever served with us. So that's first of all. Second of all, what's wrong with RuPaul? He was the most famous black drag queen there was.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Dennis was great with RuPaul. Hey, there ain't no worse than what we got up there in D.C. They're carrying around signs for him. Come on. I mean, at least RuPaul was fake right off the bat.
Well, you're making my point for me.
He knew he was fake, for crying out loud. Obama made himself look real when we got to D.C., and hell, we all found out how fake he is.
I just think it's crazy. I don't know what those teachers were thinking. Hey, congratulations. Woo! Number 3 Kentucky SEC title. That was easy, though.
Yeah,
huh?
Say number 3. Yeah, the Bulldogs. You know, they should have beat them worse than what they did, I feel. But, you know, number 3. I don't like to hear that. But you know, Calipari says he ain't worried about the SEC. He's worried about the Final Four.
Right, yeah, and you know, that's good. He's confident. I like Calipari. He said after the game that they were pretty sharp and seemed like they were focused on what they were trying to do. And now the guy who, especially since you and I have been talking about Wildcat basketball, it's on my mind. Thank you very much. Just another thing on my to-do list. So John Wall was pretty big in that game. He knocked down a bunch of buckets, like 24 points. I like watching him.
He's a good player. You know, he's not a real big player.
Mm-mm.
But he's a good player. And Calipari's a good coach. I still have a hard time. Honestly, I really have a hard time believing he's worth $3.7 million a year, or any collegiate coach worth $3.7 million a year. But, you know, he's done a good job. He's brought some good recruiting with him. He's a really good recruiter, and we needed that. We really need a good recruiter, and I think we've got it. And he's a good coach. He's got it together, and the guys really have a lot of respect for him, so that goes a long way.
Oh, absolutely.
A long ways.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, you know, kind of brag on the Cats tonight. And wasn't that Mitch you had on there just before you went to break?
Wasn't that McConnell? Who I had?
McConnell.
Yes.
Senator McConnell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to Jim Bunning earlier today, and he, you know, Bunning was, he's played in your town, didn't he?
Yes, absolutely.
Played
in Philadelphia.
Ball for the Phillies,
I believe. He was incredible. He was a star. Yeah.
Right. And he was talking earlier today, and he was, I didn't realize this. He was a broker, even when he played ball. He had a brokerage firm.
Yeah.
Pretty smart. He's pretty intelligent when it comes to finances, you know, and he's really made some good points, you know, and I know a lot of people hate the thing with unemployment. I mean, I don't think he really was wild about it either, but it was something that you need to do. I mean, don't say we're going to do pay as you go and then pick what you want to pay as you go on.
Right. He made a great point, and pretty much they knew that it was going to come back anyway, but he was smart to do that, I think. I think this is the last hurrah for him. I mean, I think it's going to be Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, who gets that seat.
Rand Paul, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. And then, you know, he was just, you know, I don't think he handled the whole elevator thing with ABC very well, but, you know, I don't think he's really a great PR person, but
mm-mm.
I give the guy credit. Let me tell you something. For a father of five, to hear him today, he's got 40 grandchildren.
Yeah.
Not grandchildren and great grandchildren, just grandchildren. 9 children he had.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
So
yeah.
For a guy that was on the road all the time, to be able to make that many kids with his wife, that's pretty good. At least I hope he made them all with his wife. But, you know, why didn't any of them kids out in L.A., why didn't they have Tiger Woods? Why weren't they carrying around Tiger Woods? I mean, a year ago, they would have been carrying around Tiger Woods pictures.
But not now.
The guy's a hooch, but, I mean, you know, he's the only athlete to ever make $1 billion.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, yeah. But because of the controversy, they didn't care about the controversy in the other three,
for Black History Month, we're going to carry around only the ones who represented us right. But for the other 11 months, we've got to carry around guys like Bill Clinton and Joe Biden and Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi. So we have to be embarrassed with the screw ups we have, and that's okay. Horrible, but it sounds fitting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got stuck with these other people in our race the rest of the year. Why couldn't they get some of their screw ups put out there? But RuPaul, I mean, like you said, RuPaul was really. I mean, MTV, I don't know, you're what, 36,
yeah.
8, somewhere in that area?
35. Yeah.
You know, MTV, RuPaul, wasn't MTV, he was on for a while or something, had his own show on
he
MTV.
He was on MTV, yeah. She was on MTV for a while.
Yeah, whatever
still makes
it
guests,
is, I
guests,
don't know what it
still
is.
Still makes guest appearances and is pretty funny, yeah.
I know what it would be if I ever met at the bar and didn't know what it was. It'd be beat up if I found out afterwards.
You're
thanks,
terrible. Go Cats. All right, 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
We got a dungeon moment. Oh, I haven't gone to the dungeon, I think, in a while. But we're going to go to the dungeon. Let's go to Rick first in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hi, Kate.
How are you?
Okay. Hey, good. When are you going to sing that Canadian anthem?
I already sang it.
You already sang it? So I already sang it. Earbuds away then?
Listen, here's what you do. Go to AmericaTonight.net and click on what you missed and you'll hear it.
Oh, the whole thing, huh?
The whole thing, it's short, though. It's a short anthem. It was brutal. I started off good, oh, Canada, and then it just got, it was rough.
So your next stop was American Idol?
Never. Are you kidding? That would be, like, the biggest nightmare of my life. No.
I had to start somewhere.
Right. I'm like tone deaf. You have to at least be able to carry a tune on that show. Unless you want to be vilified, so forget it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Hey, I honored my bet, though. I lost.
Yeah.
I said I would do it. I knew there would be humiliation involved, but I was willing to go out on a limb and go for it.
That was good for you.
What do you do? Go check it out. You have to tell me what you think.
Okay.
It's easy. AmericaTonight.net. Sometime when you get home. You have a computer, right?
No.
Go to the library. It's free.
Yeah. They won't throw me out.
They won't throw you out. They'll probably laugh. So then I can be humiliated more by all the people in your town that can hear that with an earshot. You're too funny, Rick. I don't know. Hey, Donovan, let's check this out because you're driving. Donovan, do you love this call him in the air? Donovan, are you in the green room? What are you doing, Donovan?
I'm here.
Okay. Is there any way we can play that on the air, a little bit of that for Rick? It's on my website. It's on AmericaTonight.net. It's under What You Missed.
Let me pull that up here.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do. This is live radio. Don't you love that? Rick, just for you, we're going to play this. So I hope you are listening as you continue to drive. If he can find it, then we'll play a little bit of it. I don't care. We can just do it. We can do a flashback. We'll do a flashback to it. And then coming up, like I said, we got a dungeon moment. Oh, it's just a brutal dungeon moment, too. Some of the things that people do, or what they get away with, I guess, is a better way to say it. This could have been a dungeon moment, but it's not a dungeon moment. It's actually a hilarious moment. You know, in the movies, and it happened in real life, where people would swallow balloons of heroin and do whatever they could, also swallow balloons of cocaine, I guess, too, in a really crazy move and an attempt to destroy evidence during a federal raid. A New York City guy grabbed a flash drive. You know what those flash drives look like, the hard plastic. Swallowed the flash drive while he was in the custody of the Secret Service agents. Okay, in just a second, we're going to play that. And he thought he was going to get away with it. And shortly after his arrest outside of a bank in Queens, I mean, you know, boom, he threw it down his throat, and they saw it. They watched it. So, needless to say, he has to realize that there could be other ways that they could get to that information. Most people don't realize with the hard drive in their computers or whatever. So now they're talking about the doctors. If he's unable to pass it, they're talking about the doctors are saying they're concerned that the drive wasn't compatible with his GI tract, and they say he'd be injured if they allowed the flash drive to remain inside of him. So now they're saying that this guy eventually agreed to allow doctors at a hospital to remove the flash drive, but it was unclear if the stomach acid would damage a flash drive. What? So he caused all kinds of problems by swallowing it and wasn't passing it. So now they were worried that it was going to kill him and they'd have to open him up. And they did to get the flash drive, but they're not sure if the acid would destroy it. That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard of, trying to get out of trouble with the law by doing that. All right, this is for you, Rick. I hope you're listening. Here is my rendition of O Canada.
Actually, you might have to do it a cappella or wait a couple minutes here because I am having some technical difficulties on this side.
All right, you know what? I will sing it. Nobody talk. No, I want nothing from the peanut gallery. Let Sam be quiet in the background. Make sure that he's down, Matt, so that he can't chime in. And I'm going to give it the old 1, 2, 3, and I will do it without the music. How's that? 1, 2, 3. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. That is rough. Listening to it again, it's like a nightmare. Yeah, I think it's worse the when I hear it that second time around. Just for you, Rick. Don't say I never did anything for you.
Yeah, right, that wasn't too bad. That's nice of you.
Yeah. I did it without the music. You know, I did that. It was hard without the music, too. So, oh, well. Hey, thanks for the call, Rick.
You bet. Take care.
You too. All right, we're going to move along to this dungeon moment. Wait till you hear this. How about this? A pilot has been arrested at an Amsterdam airport for flying passenger planes for 13 years with a false license. He's 41 years old. He was in the cockpit of a 737 about to take off for Ankara with 101 people on board. The Dutch police arrested him after a tip from the Swedes. So the Turkish low-budget airline was informed that they had a second pilot. So they had a second pilot lined up to take over the flight. The fake pilot was flying for all those years on a false license and had spent at least 10,000 hours flying in the cockpit. He worked for airlines in Belgium, Great Britain, and Italy. Once arrested, I guess he was kind of relieved about the deception, and he immediately had his stripes removed. But you wonder how much time he's going to do for perpetrating this myth of being a pilot. So I got to say, you know, it's funny to hear about it afterwards, but what risky business this is. He didn't have what the airlines required to fly. I mean, you could look at it another way. He must have been a pretty good pilot. Nothing happened, but can you imagine if something had happened? So for all those airlines really that hired him, shame on you for not checking out his background. It's so typical, isn't it? And I'm going to have to say we're going to have to throw all of them in the dungeon. Let's do it.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
You think about that, what you pay for a ticket to fly anywhere, and you have Corendon Airlines was the name of the airline that he was on, the one that he was flying through, flying currently. But all those people he was able to dupe, I mean, come on. They want to give you a full cavity search at the airport. But yet they have,
171.
But yet they have pilots who, they have pilots who don't even have the license. So, I mean, give me a break with that. You know, speaking of this fake pilot who was picked up right before they took off and of the whole airline thing, it seems to be a theme here on this particular version of the show. You know, we're talking a lot about the body scans and how you feel about having to go through a body scanner. And some people are just really infuriated because, for one, we're hearing tales that it doesn't really show what the intended purpose is for. In other words, people could still be able to smuggle things in. But here's the deal. A Muslim woman was barred from getting on a plane after she refused to undergo this body scan for religious reasons. They're going to have a lot of problems with this. And she was passing through security at Manchester Airport when she was selected randomly for this. She was warned that she would be stopped from boarding the plane, but she decided to forfeit her ticket to Pakistan rather than submit to the scan. Her female traveling companion also declined to step into the scanner for medical reasons. And the two women are the first passengers to refuse to submit to scanning by the machines. You know, a lot of others would say, hey, you don't want to get scanned. There's an easy solution. Don't get on the plane. That's exactly what you do. Don't fly. Say you refuse to fly if you're going to get body scanned, huh? Meet me on the flip side. We got odds and ends.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at survivalistseeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
To H1N1, a.k.a. swine flu. It is more than fizzled. We have mentioned this a couple of different times, but you know what? It's just been a flu season. Influenza is usually pretty ramped up this time of year. You know, hundreds of thousands of people stay home. They've got fever, aches, pains. I just went through a little crud myself. But we kept hearing about this swine flu virus and how, I mean, it was a pandemic and we were all going to be run off course and what about the kids in school and all that other sort of stuff. But really, it's turned out to be what doctors say is a run-of-the-mill seasonal flu. and it has barely even made any kind of a dent or an appearance or whatever you want to call it. And no state reported widespread flu illness at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for the week that ended for February 20th. That's the latest information that they would have. And the percentage of all doctors, and this was something I read today, I think, in the Wall Street Journal, all doctor's visits by patients with influenza-like symptoms have dropped from a high of 7.8% in late October. That's the largest peak since since it all started, since they started to survey the influenza in 1997, you know, the peaks of it and whatnot, to 1.8 in late February, and that's below the norm for flu season. So they say the lull is actually unusual. That's typically right now is the peak of the flu. Here's an example. The WSJ had a great example. They said in Charlottesville, Virginia, at a student health center there, they usually see about 130 students a week complaining of flu this time of year. No more than 3 to 5 a week have been coming in with a cough, a fever, other signs of flu. Wow. So what happened? Surely we were all going to be wiped out in this thing. But I don't know. It's, you know, there are a lot of people who haven't been infected or even vaccinated. So the answer has to do with what, how the flu progresses. And usually that runs from October through May. And what happened to the whole pandemic thing? Money, people, vaccines, I'm just saying. Did you have a stake in that company? Remember, that was the big concern. We had a couple of doctors on talking about that. Follow the money of where this fear is being spread. And then now, you know, actually look at the numbers, and the flu absolutely has fizzled. No question about it. A couple of other things worth mentioning here, including this. In the world of late night talk, not radio talk, but TV talk, Leno is back as the host of The Tonight Show. Such an awkward deal with the whole Conan O'Brien thing. We were playing stuff from that. So it's the second night of Jay Leno's return, and he dominated with a 4.6 household rating, a 12 share, which is big, compared to a 3.1 rating, 8 share for The Late Show. ABC's Nightline was like a 3.0. Jimmy Kimmel's trailed at a 1.7 rating. So far, so good. People are responding to Leno. But, you know, he had Sarah Palin on his show. She was a big guest, and people were tuning in, I think, for that, the Olympic athletes. Plus the fact that he was back after all the scuttlebutt. And we'll see. We're kind of monitor this just for fun to see where he ends up. So his popularity, unlike Barack Obama in the world of politics and what's happened with healthcare over the past year, and the idea of what the reform is going to look like, it hasn't been the same thing in the world of entertainment for one Jay Leno so far. So far, it hasn't been that, but we'll wait to see after the next couple of months, as he's been there for a while, if there's like a small bounce back, or, I don't know, he stays at the helm, and everybody forgets. That's the thing. You get riled up, and the way news moves now and things that happen simultaneously and instantaneous, people forget like that. So one minute you're the loser, the next minute you're the hero, the next minute you're gone. You're out of sight, out of mind. This is a big story. We've been talking about it a ton. You know, I'm all about gun rights. Whether I carry a gun or not, I am for the right to carry if you want to carry, because I believe in the Second Amendment. So the Supreme Court is suggesting pretty much that they're going to say adios. They're going to strike down that Chicago ban that's been around for 28 years. This is big. I mean, that's a ruling that pretty much on the map nationwide, you're talking about ownership rights that have been sought by gun advocates for a long time. This backs up that decision in 2008 in support of gun rights in D.C. to state and local laws. So this is obviously there's issues, we know what they are, that are just politically charged, and this is certainly one of them. But I'll tell you, I think that they've got this in hand, and they're going to rip up the Chicago thing, and boy, is that going to change things in Chicago. Wow. And I thought the cases, the people that were involved in the suit, I thought they all made sense to me. You had one guy who his whole life lived in the south side of Chicago, and now people are just ripping him off, and it's scary, it's ridiculous, and he has no way to defend himself, he's saying, and they're coming at him with guns, and yeah, so here you go. And we'll see how much of an effect this one has, how much it reverberates across the United States, because all the laws are different across the board if you look them up. I mean, some are similar, but every state takes a different twist on it. What, you know, conceal and carry, that kind of thing. So, and there are a lot of people furious over this, by the way. There are a lot of people that think that if you just let everybody have guns, then you're just asking for vigilantism and problems. But I don't think so. Because if you take the guns away, if you really did ban all guns, say, oh, this is just so dangerous, it's so extremely dangerous, and we don't need this, we don't need weaponry, the black market would explode. I mean, would explode. You talk to anybody. And anybody who wants to get a gun, a.k.a. criminals who want to get guns, they're going to get the guns. Then you're really going to be screwed. So I don't follow the ball there. That doesn't make any sense to me. And you can do your own research, and it doesn't take much to do it, to be honest. And you'll pretty much find the same thing across the board with when it comes to the black market. And that is ripe. I mean, it is ripe for it. Couple other quick things we're going to throw at you here in the stretch drive. How about these drivers complaining that Toyota fixed their car and now it doesn't work? Yeah. So for 15 years, drivers have been complaining that their cars sped up by themselves, even after being fixed under recalls for sticky gas pedals or floor mat problems. 15 years, and it's taken this long. Toyota is really under the gun now at this point. And recently people have brought in their cars and they're having problems still in a couple of spots. And the number of deaths caused by this is on the rise, 50 plus. They better come up with a big time solution as fast as they possibly can, or risk really losing a lot of the franchise. More people are going to go to other cars versus the Toyota that was so reliable, it seems, in the past. You could drive it until the wheels fell off. Well, now there's a good chance that the wheels and everything else will fall off when you speed up and you hit something. Food for thought. If you want to share, you can always share on America Tonight. If you can't get through on the phone lines, or you don't have time to call, or you think of something after you fell asleep or whatever it is, send it to me at America Tonight. And we'll leave you with this thought from John Hay, who said, true luck consists not in holding the best of cards at the table. Luckiest is he who knows just when to rise and go home.